Treasure Trove.
Treasure Trove.
He started playing in the mid-1930s.
It had been that way since 1910.
It took place in 1841.
At the ABC.
It first arrived in 1838.
Podcast.
It's just beautiful.
It's a remarkable survivor from the Changi jail and the Burma Thai Railway, a tin of Johnson's baby powder that was kept by Bertie Webber.
Corporal Albert Webber, Bertie, was one of the thousands of Australian soldiers captured by the Japanese after the fall of Singapore in February 1942. Like many others in those hot tropical conditions, he suffered from a fungal foot infection that he was treating with the baby powder, and he managed to take the little tin with him into the Changi prisoner of war camp. He kept it by his side as the months went by and clung to it in the jungle as he toiled in a work party on the notorious Burma-Thailand Railway. And when Bertie was finally freed, he brought the tin back home. Decades later, his son gave it to the Australian War Memorial. Assistant Curator Chris Goddard.
It could have been thrown away. A number of things could have happened to it, but for him it was a really important relic to bring back from the Burma Thai Railway, and it's remarkable that it survived all this time, and I think that's an incredible story.
Why did he keep it?
Well, it became important to him because of the aroma. He would pass it round. Men would ask, Bertie, you still got that tin of Johnson's? And he'd nod. By this time, it was rust-speckled. He'd hand it over, and the men would take the lid off and smell the Johnson's baby powder. And to them, it was a reminder of home, I guess better things, things they look forward to if they ever got out.
Can you describe the tin for us? It's very small and it's very rusty. You can't really read any of the writing that would have been on it once.
No, it's pretty much all the outer surfaces are rusty. There's just that little check, red and white check pattern at the top of the tin, and on the lid that you can just make out the J&J for Johnson & Johnson.
The rust reminds us just how humid it would have been in the jungle.
Well, that's a tropical landscape for you, and it's only got surface rust. It's still in reasonably good condition. But you've got to remember, too, that these men are handling it all the time. They're passing it round. So I suspect that's why there's virtually none of the original decoration left as well.
So can you still smell the baby powder in this little rusty tin?
So if you have a whiff of that.
Just very faintly.
Very faint. There's probably only a tiny bit of powder, though. I just tried to shake it, but there's nothing very obvious there. So if you didn't know it was the Johnson's baby powder tin, you wouldn't credit it.
It's interesting, too, that he left a tiny bit of powder in the tin.
Yeah.
Presumably he could have used it, but he kept that tiny bit just for the smell.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that points to its importance to him throughout that entire period. This is the one thing that he brought back that was really important. And I guess he wanted to be reminded of that.
It's a really powerful image, isn't it, Chris, to think of these battered, emaciated soldiers sitting around sniffing a little can of baby powder.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing that really strikes me. And if I think too much about it, I get very emotional.
Life was horrific for the prisoners on the Burma-Thailand Railway. The men suffered in almost constant rain, heat and humidity from poor nutrition, a brutal working pace, beatings from their guards and tropical diseases including malaria and dysentery. Of the 12,000 Australians who worked on the railway, more than 2,500 died. Chris Goddard from the War Memorial.
So many men clung to what relics they had of their past, or they remembered songs, wrote down lyrics, remembered church services, all these things that were part of normality and hopefully the normality they'd hoped to return to.
Did Bertie ever talk to his son about why this item was so precious to him?
I suspect he must have, because his son wouldn't have found out about the story otherwise, but how much more he disclosed, I don't know, no.
Because they kept a lot of things secret, didn't they, from
and
their families?
This is the story that keeps coming back to us with every family visit, is that the men hardly ever talked about it, or they maybe wrote an account and left it at that, immediately after they got back. But in the main, I think it was such a surreal experience, such a tragic experience. They lost so many friends that they prefer not to think about it.
Does the War Memorial have any other items that are all about smell?
In fact, this is probably the only one. We got another packet of Johnson's baby powder, but that was never opened. It was intended for supply. But this one, I think, is certainly the most evocative and, as far as I know, the one that relates to an olfactory sense.
Thanks for listening to this 666 ABC Canberra podcast. To subscribe to this or any of our podcasts, go to abc.net.au/Canberra.